This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
I made it part of my morning routine to go outside, have a cup of coffee, and listen to this app that gives you basically 15-minute summaries of books, right? Kind of randomizes it for me. And this morning, the one that came on was called How to Talk to Anyone. And there was a part that really stuck out to me, talked about being methodical about who you interact with, particularly in a social setting, the idea being that you don't need to be some type of polished politician to be able to navigate a party or work a room. And it goes into, you know, planning, the idea like eating before the gathering or party, so while you're there, you can focus on connecting with the people you want to connect with, getting the most out of your time there. That type of thing makes sense. But the line or the way it was summed up that really got me was, in that situation, be the chooser, not the choice. Pretty powerful framing there, right? Think about how often when we don't ask ourselves what an ideal ending is, what we want, and we simply show up and go with the flow, we're actually forfeiting our ability to shape the outcome of the evening. It's instead going to be shaped by the people who do have a preference and act accordingly. In other words, we're willingly signing up to be a part of their plan. We're signing on to be the choice and not, as the passage says, the chooser. Like so many things, you know, you can take a single idea or concept from one area and pointed at something else, right? It applies across the board. How many places in our lives are we just going along without any visualized outcome or goal? In what areas are we showing up to the metaphorical gathering with no ideal outcome in mind, hoping the right people come to us, the right things appear to us? And of course, you know, life is messy. No plan's going to be perfect. But there's plenty of truth to that old saying, you can't hit a target that you haven't created, that isn't there. And if you don't take the wheel in these little segments of your life, you can't then be disappointed when things don't happen, when the car doesn't go where you wanted it to go. No, the one holding the wheel will determine that. Now, let's be real, identifying what you want and pursuing it is definitely more challenging, right? It takes more effort and sacrifice. It's emotionally taxing because now there's something at stake. But you also position yourself to now get something worthwhile out of the situation, a situation that you otherwise would have had very little control over, right? I've referenced a few times my eighth grade teacher telling us never to hold our hands up to the sky. And he would clasp his hands together to make this little bowl and hold them out. But he'd say, never just hold them out and hope something falls into them. As the saying goes, hope is not a strategy. And I think there are different levels to this for sure.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
It's one thing to never think about what you want in life at all. It's another thing to walk into a party and snack on the pretzels instead of connecting with someone, right? They're very different. But when we understand that underneath both of them, underneath all of it, the same principle applies, we can at least recognize where they're happening in our lives. Some small, some bigger, and perhaps more important. Layers to a cake. But why wouldn't it always be beneficial to ask yourself, one, what matters, and two, what can I do to bring me closer to what matters? At least then you're cognizant. I think often the greatest opportunities lost are lost simply because we're not aware of them, right? So if we make ourselves aware and we miss the opportunity, let's make sure we missed it because we looked it in the eye and chose no. We met that additional layer of resistance and still said no thank you, right? There's intentionality to it. I remember reading Darren Hardy's book, The Compound Effect, and he's someone that is apparently incredibly meticulous about everything he does, to the point where he would write out a description for his future significant other. Like if it were a dream world, the exact person he was hoping to spend the rest of his life with. From her eye color, hair, what she enjoyed doing, all that stuff. And, you know, it goes to show you the difference a few years can make. The first time I read that, I thought, well, that's way too extreme. I skipped right over it. Now I look at that and I'm like, yeah, he's just creating an ideal so that in the real, tangible world, he can put himself in the best position to attract that person. He's creating a goal. Otherwise, what's the alternative? You just kind of walk around and hope, someone appears around a corner someday who aligns with you and what you want and your interests, and it's rolling dice. There are just too many variables in life to constantly be wishing or crossing your fingers, leaving things up to chance or fate. There has to be some general sense of direction. And I've had this kind of miniature epiphany in many aspects of my life. For example, you know, business. I've been asked, what do you want it to look like the next 5 years? It used to be, well, 5 years is a long time away. Do I really need to know? And it's like, if you don't know, then what are you doing today? You just repeating what you've always done? Are you acting randomly and hoping it takes you somewhere that will make you happy down the road? No, you have a vision. And as Bezos has said, you hold the vision and you continually adjust the process. Again, life is messy. Things will change 5 million times and that's okay. But there's a better chance good things will happen to you if you identify what they are and seek them out. Even smaller example, Boston, my home. I live there. I love the people there. But, you know, 5 years ago, I was at a point where my work was remote, my team was remote. So rather than simply endure, November to June every year, I asked myself, well, what's my ideal lifestyle like? What if I design around that? Why not move somewhere that really excites me? Now I can run in the heat in January in Miami, right? That's not a small thing in my life. That makes me a lot happier. And so it's little things like that. You know, you get the point. From the big things to the tiny details, if you don't choose what you want or choose your path, life will simply choose it for you. And that may or may not, you know, be in line with what makes you happy. Or the idea, as many of us have heard in a different way, if you don't pursue your dreams, you will undoubtedly spend your days working to help someone else build theirs. Without you taking control, taking initiative, life will, and you will become a pawn on the chessboard of life. So ask the questions. You know, look in the mirror and delve into the aspirations of the person looking back at you. From social events, sure, to your significant other, to your work or business, to your overall life goal. What matters to you? In these various arenas of your life, what does success look like? What does fulfillment feel like? And once you have that blueprint in your mind, you are now on the road to ensuring its construction. The construction not of a world you were given, but of a world you chose.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.